Nearly 2,000 of the state's top student-athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSA Scholar Athlete Award. The applicants will be in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 scholarships, one of which was won last year by Holland High graduate Connor Boss. Application materials are available exclusively online through MHSA.com with a deadline of applying of November 22nd. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Just about ready to get the second half underway. The Panthers are going to get the football first. They won the toss. They elected to defer their choice to the second half. So they're going to get the football first in this ball game. Again, West Ottawa has not beaten Rockford since 2002.
Tonight's West Michigan varsity game is being televised and can be seen on Comcast Channel.
And I believe the Panthers will be going left or right across your radio dial in the second half. And as the Saugatuck-Bloomingdale game, it's now Saugatuck 47, Bloomingdale nothing, that game in the third quarter. So that's turned into a blowout there. Panthers break out. They're going to send Christian Rodino, James Lacey, J.D. Ottoman, and Tony Sock, I believe, is back there. Zimmerman is not out there to return the kick, which he normally is. Alex Zimmerman did not have a catch in the first half. And he has been the Panthers' big play threat. Quinn Nordine gets ready to kick off for the Rams. The second half kickoff brought to you by Hop In of Fenville. Text HOP to 80373 for specials. Nordine gets ready to approach the ball. The kick in the air, and Nordine sends it deep, and the Panthers aren't going to be able to return this one. Nordine hit that one about 6 yards into the end zone, and Panthers are going to get it first and 10 at their 20. McNitt, the quarterback, and McNitt was pretty much the entire Panther offense in the first half. He was 4 of 7 through the air for 45 yards, and he accounted for all 10 of the Panthers' rushing yards. They went to a 5-wide set the entire half. Three receivers on one side, two on the other. They've gone with an empty backfield. And that's what they start out the second half doing. Three-man front for Rockford. McNitt's going to roll out to throw on first down. Swings it out to Rodino. Rodino breaks one-man miss. Comes up the near sideline, gets knocked out of bounds up around the 25, up close to the 30. So Christian Rodino, the 160-pound running back, took the little swing pass and able to pick up about seven. That's Christian's second catch of the ball game. So McNitt now 6 out of 9 through the air. Second and 3 for the Panthers. They have it at their 27. Three down linemen for Rockford. They've operated out of a 35 set most of the night to try to counteract that those 5 wideouts. Here's McNitt, slant pattern, and it is incomplete intended for Ottoman up around the 35-yard line. Pass a little bit too far in front of JD that time. Third and 5. Up front for the Panthers, Jared Skolton, Kian Montoya, Aaron Wienham, Matt Donker, and Jimmy Schakow. Third down for the Panthers. Three receivers on the left, Quinn's on the right. Zimmerman is the outside receiver on left. Olsen is matched up on him. They send Lacey in motion right to left. Back to throw McNitt. McNitt with time. He's going to air it out right side. He's got a man out there. It's to the 40, the 30, the 20, 10, 5, end zone. Tony Sock put a sock in it. It's a West Ottawa touchdown, 73 yards, and we're tied. Tony Sock, 5'8", 150, a junior with sprinter speed. His brothers were sprinters for the Panthers, and he just burned the Rockford secondary that time. It's a 73-yard connection. Nick Kuhn on for the conversion to try to give West Ottawa the lead, a lightning bolt to start the second half. High snap, good hold, kick on the way is up, and it is no good. So the extra point kick is no good, but just 19 seconds into the second half, West Ottawa ties it on a 73-yard touchdown pass from Jared McNett to Tony Sock. That is McNett's 11th touchdown pass of the season. We are tied at 6. Back after this 30-second message, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Yards, three plays the drive for West Ottawa. A 73-yard bomb from McNitt to Tony Sock for the score. Tied it up at 6-6. I believe that may have been Tony Sock's first reception of the season. Cuette on for the on to kick the football off. McKellar is back deep for the Rams. It looks like they're going to try and angle it, which he did earlier. Cuette, it's going to be a short angle kick. It's going to be fielded at the 30, and here we go. It's Bradfield. Bradfield's breaking loose. Bradfield might go. He's to the 40, the 30, the 25, 20, 10, 5, end zone touchdown. Tyler Bradfield, who had a 60-yard punt return for a score in the first half, just came back with a 70-yard kickoff return. And it was an angled kick, and once he was able to get past that first wave of rushers at about his 40-yard line, he was able to cut to the outside, and it was Katie Barr the door. So in a matter of 31 seconds to start the second half, we have had a touchdown each way. Strail on for the extra point. Boy, just when West Ottawa seemed to have momentum going, it just went sailing out the window. Line drive kick by Strail is good. 11:29 to go in the third. It is Rockford 13, West Ottawa 6. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Well, after an epic defensive struggle in the first half, we have had two big plays to start the second half, and we haven't even played a full minute yet. We had a 73-yard touchdown pass from McNitt to Sock for West Ottawa, and Tyler Bradfield just responded for Rockford with a 70-yard kickoff return. Now, Quinn Nordine looks like he's conducting the orchestra here at Rockford, and now he approaches the ball, kind of like Jason Hansen used to do with the Lions, and Nordine just knocked another one into the end zone. Booming kick, so the Panthers will start over first and 10 at their 20, trying to recapture some of that momentum they had a moment ago. Now, what a start to the second half. And it's not often you see a guy with a punt return touchdown and a kickoff return touchdown at any level in the same ball game, but that's exactly what Bradfield has had for Rockford tonight. Three receivers right, two on the left for the Panthers. McNitt by himself in the gun. They walk a linebacker up from the outside as if to blitz. McNitt takes, rolls out to his right, throws. It's caught, and J.D. Ottoman has a first down up to the 31-yard line. So J.D. with his second catch of the ball game. Pickup of 11. Yeah, McNitt got some pressure in the first half, and it looks like Rory Zagudis is going to try and roll him out of the pocket a little bit to see if they can try and negate some of that defensive pressure from the Rams. Trips left, twins right, McNitt by himself in the gun, looking at a three-man Rockford front. They send a couple linebackers. McNitt's going to keep it, and he's going to be tripped up in the backfield. He'll lose about a yard. And Brent Showers was there again for the Rams, as he has been nearly the entire night. They'll mark it back at the 30, so we'll call it second and 11 for the Panthers. Jared gets the play from Coach Zagunas. Now, a big ball game for West Ottawa tonight to open the OK Red season. And wins in this league are at a premium. Three receivers left, twins on the right. McNitt, 5 yards behind center, awaits the snap from Wienham. Jarrett takes, back to throw, gets time. Now he's going to run with it. Jarrett to the 35. Jarrett got dragged down by his leg down around the 38 or 39 yard line.
Well,
call it third and two at the 39 yard line. Big play coming up for the Panthers. They want to move the chains, and they want to put together a sustained drive, which they really have not had tonight. They had a scoring threat in the first half. It ended with a fumble. They did have the long touchdown pass, but they have not been able to string together a drive tonight. Third and two to go. McNitt takes, rolls out to his right. Rolling, and his legs go right out from underneath him. He just fell down. He hit a slick spot on the grass, and he goes down at the 33. And Jarrett pounds the ground in frustration. He had some receivers open, but his legs just went right out from underneath him. So Jarrett's going to have to punt the football. Bradfield back deep, and I got to think Jarrett Minnett's going to try and kick the ball away from number five, who right now is the Rockford offense. McNitt gets a high snap. Rusher coming from the outside. High kick by Jarrett. And fair catch signal for by Bradfield at the Rockford 28. So the Rams take over on offense with 9:08 to go in the third, and they lead at 13-6. In case you just joined us, the Panthers have done a magnificent job defending Rockford's offense tonight, but Tyler Bradfield has been the star for the Rams with a 60-yard punt return and a 70-yard kickoff return for touchdowns. The Rams break out of their sideline huddle around Coach Ralph Munger and come immediately to the line of scrimmage. And this time they're going to go with a offset eye formation. The tailback is number four, and he's got the football. That's LaCorde, and Ethan gets out over the 30 to close to the 35. Christian Ramirez on the stop for the Panthers. Gain of about seven. Best run of the night so far. We'll call it second and three. That has been the longest run of the night, actually since the first carry of the ball game for LaCorde. We have an official's timeout for maybe some equipment issues. Looks like one of the offensive linemen had to tie his shoe. Oh, those doggone shoelaces. Hate it when that happens. Second and three, Rockford from their 35. And two running backs in the backfield behind McKellar, the quarterback. They got a wing on the left, so it looks like the old wing T formation. Looks like a bit of a broken play, and McKellar's going to lose yardage. McKellar was going to hand the ball off, and he turned around, and there was nobody for him to hand the ball off to. So he'll end up losing two back to around the 34. Third and a short five for the Rams. Now, Panthers need to get a stop here. Nobody in the backfield this time. You got two wings on the left and one on the right. And the give is to Bell on the wing, Rick reverse. And he's got running room, and he's going to have himself a first down out over the 40. That was Chris Bell on the wing back reverse coming from his right to his left. And he's able to pick up the first down, a gain of seven. Bell had a 16-yard run earlier in the first half on one of those reverses. So the Rams able to pick up the first down and move the chains. This time, offset eye the formation. McKellar is the quarterback. And the give is to, they got a new running back in the ball game. Christian Ramirez made the stop that time for the Panthers. A gain of only one. Second and nine for the Rams from their 32-yard line. 13-6 Rockford, 7:24 to play in the third. And this time a single back in the backfield this time. The lone back in the backfield. And he's got the football. Palmer on the ball carrier. Caleb McNinn on the side. C.J. Farmer's in the ball game at the running back position. He had the carry on the previous carry as well as that one. So he, it's going to be 3rd and 7 for Rockford from its 44-yard line. We're under 7 minutes to play in the third. And the Panther fans make noise. They go trips left this time. Two backs in the backfield, and McKellar's in the gun. He's rolling out to his left. Throws underneath, and was it caught? It is incomplete. It was intended for Olsen down around the 47 of West Ottawa, and Zimmerman on the coverage. Interesting enough, that's the same matchup that the other way. It's been Olsen matched up defensively against Zimmerman, and he has shut Zimmerman out tonight. So the Panther defense holds, and they're going to get the ball back. Nordine on the punt. Alex Zimmerman awaits the kick at the 20. Good snap this time. Nordine will hang it high and a booming kick. And Zimmerman's going to let it roll, and it takes a Rockford roll inside the 5, and it goes into the end zone. The Ram coverage guy, Trevor Coughlin, came within an eyelash of being able to save the football, but he actually ended up knocking the ball in the end zone with him, so it's going to be a touchback. Panthers will get it at the 20. Terrific kick that time by Nordine, who's just a sophomore. 6:18 to go in the third quarter. 13-6 Rockford in the lead. Each team 3-1. This is the OK Red Conference opener for both teams. Panthers go trips left, Twins to the right. McNitt by himself in the gun. Three man front for the Rams. They walk a linebacker up on the outside. McNitt back to throw. Jared with time. Throws. He's got Rodino. Rodino to the 25, up to the 30, and Christian is out of bounds at the 35. They brought Rodino underneath. They sent the outside receivers deep, and they brought Christian Rodino underneath. And Christian's got some speed, and it's a pickup of 16 on the catch and run. That's Rodino's third catch of the ball game. He's the leading receiver so far for the Panthers. Panthers have it at their 36 after the 16-yard pickup. Three receivers left, Twins on the right. McNitt studies the Rockford defense. Jarrett takes, back to throw, steps up in the pocket. He's going to be sacked. Back to the 31-yard line. Brandon Houle and Gabe Bauman broke through for the Rams that time and dropped McNitt for a loss. That is the fourth sack of the night for the Rams. 2nd and 13 for the Panthers. They're quickly up to the line. 5:18 to go. Clock running third quarter. Jared McNitt has three receivers on the left, two receivers right. McNitt back to throw. With time, he's going to step up. McNitt takes it upfield. He's got running room. He's to the 45. He is into Rockford territory. He's going to have a first down. McNitt saw the pressure coming, decided to take matters into his own hands, and he picks up 20 yards on the scramble and a first down to the Rockford 47. So the Panthers on a move. They picked up a couple of first downs here. They started back at their 20. Three receivers tightly bunched on the left side for West Ottawa this time. McNitt is in the gun. They bring linebackers on the outside, and McNitt's going to keep it himself. He got maybe a yard. Bauman on the stop. And Mason Pant, the linebacker, also over there as well. They'll mark it at the 45. We'll call it 2nd and 8. Gain of 2 for McNitt. Fast-moving ball game. We haven't had a lot of passes, although the passes have all come from the West Ottawa side. Five receivers, three quickly tightly bunched on the left. McNitt sends Lacey in motion right to left. McNitt Quick pass on the outside. It's caught by Ottoman. J.D. makes a miss, and he gets nailed at the 43-yard line of Rockford. Yeah, Brett Showers just rocked J.D. Ottoman's world. Ottoman goes about 160. Showers goes 225. J.D. is feeling it right now. Gain of two on the quick screen to Ottoman. Third and six for the Panthers at the Rockford 43. 3:25 to go in the third. Panthers down seven. Panther fans make noise. Trying to win one on homecoming. Lacey in motion right to left. Jared takes. Back to throw. Gets pressure. Throws right side. He's got Sock at the 35. Sock makes one man miss. Down to the 30. Down to the 27-yard line. Tony Sock. His second big catch of this quarter. Earlier it was a 73-yard touchdown, and Sock comes up limping after the catch. Well, McNitt is 5 out of 5. Check that, 6 out of 7 in the second half on completions. 125 yards, 6 of 7 for Jared McNitt in this quarter. Panthers have it at the Rockford 27 on the first down. Three receivers left, two on the right. McNitt raises his leg. Lacey gets the handoff on the inside reverse, and he's going to be nailed for a loss. Drew Boatwright, the senior outside linebacker, knifed through. The Panthers have had no success running that inside reverse tonight at all. Rockford has been ready for it every time. And all three times they've run it, it has resulted in negative yardage. They mark it back at the 31, so it'll be second and 14. Down to 2:15 to play in the third. Three receivers on the right, two on the left. McNitt looks over the Rockford defense. Three men down. Now a fourth guy goes down. That's the outside linebacker. McNitt rolls out to his right. Rolling, rolling. He throws for the end zone. Got a man out there. And did he catch it? Oh! They're going to stay out of bounds. Alex Zimmerman made a great effort to make the catch, but he landed out of bounds, and he wasn't able to get one foot in. That would have been a spectacular catch. I mean, it was a spectacular catch. It's just not going to count. So Alex Zimmerman is stuck on zero catches for tonight. And you got to give Mr. Olson over on the Rockford secondary all the credit for his defense against Zimmerman. Third and 13, West Ottawa from the Rockford 31. Under 2 minutes to play in the third. Five receivers in the ball game. McNitt in the gun. McNitt gets pressure up the middle. Throws down the middle. And Zimmerman not able to haul it in at the 12. Zimmerman tried to make a sliding grab, and he had shook loose momentarily. And there is a Rockford player down in the secondary. It's Trevor Coughlin, the senior defensive back. Coughlin is able to get up, but I don't know if he's going to be able to put any weight on his left leg. That looks like the portion that he is injured. So it's going to be fourth down for West Ottawa. 1:51 to go, and the training staff out there are asking Coughlin, can you try to put weight on it at all? And Trevor's not sure. I don't know if it's just a cramp. Hopefully it's nothing more than a cramp. And now Coughlin sits down, and the training staff kind of takes a look at it. We're going to take a 30-second break. 1:51 to go in the third. It's 13-6 Rockford. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Yeah, Trevor Coughlin still being attended to by the Rockford training staff. 1:51 to play in the third quarter. It is 13-6. Rockford leading West Ottawa. Panthers have a 4th and 13 from the Ram 31-yard line, and Panthers are obviously going to go for it here. Coughlin is up on his feet, and he is walking off under his own power. That is encouraging to see, and he slaps hands with some of his teammates as he comes off, and it looks like just a cramp, and not often you see cramps being an issue in the fifth week of the season. Usually that's for the season opener. Here we go, 4th and 13 for the Panthers. Five receivers, three on the left, two on the right. McNitt in the gun. Three-man front for the Rams. They drop four linebackers and four secondary guys back. Rodino in motion. Back to throw. Getting pressure is McNitt, and he is hit, and he is sacked. It was Randy Garvin, the inside linebacker, that dropped McNitt for a loss back to the 40, and the Rams hold, and they'll take over the football with 1:45 to play in the third, leading 13-6. Now, when the Rams have needed it, they have come up with a big play on defense every time tonight. Rams come out in the wishbone this time. McKellar is the quarterback. Two tight ends in the ballgame. West Ottawa jams six along the front. McKellar is going to keep it, and he is able to fight his way forward to the 42. Houston Bedford on the for the Panthers. We haven't called Houston's name a lot tonight. And P.J. Trammell came up from the secondary as well. Now, the Rams' offense has been held in check tonight, but it's been the return of the two punt return, the kickoff return and punt return for touchdowns by Bradfield that has the Rams in the lead. Here's to give to LaCourte over the right side, and Ethan got out close to the 45 and gets wrestled back, and a little extracurricular activity going on as the Panthers try to rip the ball away from him. They'll give LaCourte to the 45. Third and five, under a minute to play in the third. And the West Ottawa fans making some noise out here. Now, the Panther defense has just been terrific tonight. They come out in the wishbone. McKellar is the quarterback. Two tight ends in the ball game. McKellar puts the ball on his left hip. McKellar tries to get to the outside. Finds his way forward, and he's going to have a first down in West Ottawa territory at the 48. McKellar faked the give to the fullback, was able to get to the outside, and able to pick his way through and able to get the first down. Zimmerman came up from the secondary to make the stop. And this may have been the last play of the third quarter. There's 18 seconds on the clock. The clock is running, and the Rams in no hurry to get up to the line. They're going to let the time run out. End of three quarters here at West Ottawa Stadium. It is Rockford 13, West Ottawa 6. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Join us for high school football action tomorrow night over at Zeeland Stadium as we will have Zeeland West hosting Wayland. We'll be on the air beginning at 6:40, kickoff 7 o'clock on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Rockford will have it first and 10 to start the fourth quarter. They have it in West Ottawa territory at the 48-yard line of the Panthers. And they haven't reset the chains yet. And the chains are set right in front of the Rockford bench. I'm not quite sure why they didn't do that. Double wing the formation. They send a man in motion. The give is to the wingman. I think that's LaCourte. He's to the 45, down to the 43, and we got two flags flying. And the ball come out. Panthers think they recovered the football. Mason Decker says, hey, it's our football. The penalty is against Rockford, it looks like. I did not see what the call was. Holding is the call. So the penalty will take it back to the Rockford 43-yard line. So it'll be first and not quite 20. We'll call it first and 19. Just underway, fourth quarter, 13-6, Rockford in the lead. This has been a good one. Two wings in the backfield. Now they send Bell in motion right to left. They give it to the running back, and he is out past midfield and back into Rockford territory. or rather West Ottawa territory. Darian Vaughn, who we haven't heard much from in the second half, able to pick up a yard. It'll be second and 11 after the pickup of 8 on that play. Here come the Rams. They go to the double wing set. Vaughn is the lone running back behind McKellar, who's under center. They give it to Bell on the reverse. Bell to the 45. Bell outside the numbers, down to the 40. He's close to a first down. Now, Bell has done a good job running the ball on those wingback reverses tonight. Gain another pickup of 9. I have Bell unofficially with 34 yards in that, and he may be the leading rusher for the Rams tonight. Third and 2 now for the Rams from the West Ottawa 40. Double wing the set, two tight ends in the ballgame. McKellar under center. They send in Bell in motion. The give, the ball's loose! And I think the Panthers might have it. I don't think the ball carrier ever got the handle on the football. It is recovered by Rockford, but it's a loss of 3 back to the 43-yard line. So it's now 4th and 5, and it's decision time for Ralph Munger. Under 10 minutes to play, and it looks like he's going to send the punt unit out. He wants to pin West Ottawa deep. And the way this game has been going, that's probably not a bad strategy to have. Alex Zimmerman back deep for the Panthers. Desperate to get his hands on the football and make a play, he has been quiet tonight. Nordine awaits the snap. Another bad snap, but Nordine able to get the kick away. Zimmerman fields it at the 50. The ball gets away from him. It's loose, and Rockford might have it. They do. The ball, it looks like it hit Zimmerman in the foot. It bounced up in the air, and the Rams have recovered at the West Ottawa 17. And that, boy, that could be a huge play in this ball game. That's the second Panther turnover. Zimmerman trying to make something happen. The ball got away from him, and the Rams able to get on it. So now West Ottawa has got to come up big here. McKellar under center. They send Bell in motion. Bell gets the handoff around the left end. Bell down to the 15. Bell down to the 10. And inside the 10, down to the 8. Ian Ryan on the stop for the Panthers. It'll be second and a yard from the West Ottawa 8. This is the most important series of the ball game for the Panthers. They have got to get a stop here. They cannot afford to go down by 2 scores. So special teams has been the difference tonight. Here's McKellar with it. McKellar, toss sweep right side. Vaughn with it. Vaughn to the 5, inside the 5, down to the 3. Check that. That was LaCourte. But it's going to be first down for Rockford. Goal to go. A punt return for a touchdown by Bradfield. A kickoff return for a touchdown by Bradfield. And now a special teams mistake by West Ottawa. And right now, that's the difference in the ballgame for the Rams. First and goal to go, Rockford from the West Ottawa 4. Double wing the set. LaCourte is the lone running back behind McKellar. Two tight ends in the ballgame. Bell goes in motion right to left. Hand off LaCourte. LaCourte tries to get around the end. He is hit for a loss! What a play that time. It was Colin DeShaw, the 5'10", 150-pound junior. His sister Maria plays soccer for Hope College. What a play that time by DeShaw, dropping LaCourte for a loss back to the 7. Second and goal to go. Double wing the set. Single receiver out on the left. Bell is in motion. And Bell's got the handoff. He's down to the 5. He fights his way. He is in for the score. Touchdown. Hold on. They're going to say he was down just short of the goal line, it looks like. I thought maybe he had gotten across, but they're going to mark him down at the 1. Actually, inside the 1. Third goal to go for Rockford. They have it inside the Panther 1-yard line. Panthers need a goal line stand. And McKellar might just try and sneak in behind his center. Panthers jam the line. McKellar slips a little bit. He lunges forward, and is he in? He is in for the touchdown. It looked like McKellar almost slipped and fell once he got the snap, but then he followed his left guard into the end zone for the score. And with 7:01 to play in the third quarter, Rockford takes advantage of the West Ottawa fumble punt. They lead it 19-7. They line up in the swinging gate, and now they drop into the conventional kick formation. Drake Strail on for the conversion. Out of the hold of Landon Haney, the backup quarterback. Haney did a good job of handling that high snap, and the kick is good by Strail. And now West Ottawa's got some work to do. 7:01 to play. It is Rockford 20, West Ottawa 6. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. 7 minutes, 1 second to play here in this one at West Ottawa Stadium. It is now Rockford 20 and West Ottawa 6. That last drive for the Rams, four plays, 17 yards following the fumbled punt by Zimmerman. Nordine gets ready to kick off for the Rams. Lacey and Zimmerman back deep, and Tony Sock as well for the Panthers. Nordine booms it up, and this is going to be, it's going to be taken. Oh, they're going to say he was had a foot in the end zone. Sock was right at the goal line, but he did have a foot in the end zone, and that is enough for a touchback. In college, you can run it out. In high school, you cannot. So the Panthers will get it at their 20 with 7:01 to play in the ball game, and they have got to get something going in a hurry. Of course, they played comeback a couple of weeks ago against East Grand Rapids. They were in a 16-0 hole. They scored twice in the final 4 minutes to beat East Grand Rapids. But this is a pretty good Rockford ball club. Well, as they usually are. McNitt back to throw on first down. Gets pressure. And he's in trouble. There's flags down, and down goes McNitt. Well, the front line of Rockford has put tremendous pressure all night. Jared Sokoliak. And Alfrink, I believe, was also there for the Rams. They drop him back at the 9. There was a flag, and the penalty, I think, was a hold on West Ottawa. And my guess is Ralph Bunker says, let's just roll the down box. We just forced him into an 11-yard loss on the play. Second and 21 for the Panthers from their 9. Clock running, 6:55 left. McNitt in the gun, looks at 5 receivers. They send a man in motion. That's Lacey. McNitt back to throw. Slant pattern over the head of Tony Sock on the slant pattern. On the coverage was Austin McKellar, who's also a defensive back in addition to being the quarterback. Well, they were hoping to get Tony Sock the football in space, but that was an incomplete pass. So now it's third and long for the Panthers. They've got to hit one here. Now, West Ottawa's held Rockford to less than 100 yards total offense tonight, and they're down by 2 scores. McNitt in the gun, gets the snap. Gets pressure. He's in trouble, and he just slings it away, and they want an intentional grounding call, and I don't see a flag yet. If McNitt was in the end zone, this happened a couple of weeks ago against East Grand Rapids early in the ballgame when McNitt was called for intentional grounding in the end zone, and they called it a safety. It looks like they're going to, West Ottawa got a break. They're going to say he was in the grasp at the 1 yard line. Now, the Rockford fans don't like it. West Ottawa's going to have to punt with 6:36 to go. And Jared McNitt is going to punt the The edge of his heel is just inside the end line. He does not have any room for error here. Snap, kick on the way, and he got it out of there decently. Gets a roll, fielded at the 48 by Bradfield. Bradfield breaks one tackle. And he gets wrestled down by P.J. Trammell. Trammell got a hold of Bradfield and said, you aren't going anywhere, young man. So the Rams will get it at midfield, 6:23 left, up by 14, and they can work some clock here. And the West Ottawa defense has to come up with something right here. They need a big play to flip the field back in their favor. Here come the Rams up to the line. Austin McKellar is the quarterback. And they go to a double wing set, two tight ends in the ball game. And Farmer's in the ball game at running back. The give is to LaCourte, one of the wing backs, and Ethan is able to worm his way down to the 43 before Decker. And Decker and Deshaw on the stop, a pickup of six. And we'll call it five, actually. Second and five. Ball at the 44 with 5:56 to play. Clock running. Double wing the set again. Bell's in motion. The handoff up the middle of Farmer, and he is hit right at the line of scrimmage. He may have lost a yard. Decker was there again, along with Evan Fletcher and Ian Ryan. So it'll be third and five. Panthers running out of time. Panthers do have all three of their timeouts left, but they need to be judicious in how they use them. McKellar gets the play from Coach Munger. Again, double wing is the set. Farmer is the lone running back behind McKellar. Panthers jam the line with six guys. They send a linebacker. A little bit of misdirection, and actually to throwing the ball is McKellar, and the ball is tipped. Mason Decker got a hand up and tipped it away. So the clock will stop with 4:56 to play. That was only the second pass of the night for McKellar. He completed one to Olsen earlier for an 11-yard gain. So Nordine will come on to punt the football and try and pin the Panthers back deep in their own end. Tony Sock awaits the boot. And it's a fake. And look at this running room. It's McKellar with it, and he's going to have a first down to the West Ottawa 31. McKellar lined up as the up back. He took the snap directly. The Rams just walled off the one side there, and McKellar was not hit until he was beyond the first down marker. That was a beautifully executed play by the Rockford special teams, and it's a first down, and now the Rams can work some more clock. And that's just got to be devastating for the Panthers. You get a stop, and then you have a breakdown again on special teams. The special teams has been a killer for the Panthers tonight. We're going to get a timeout taken by Rockford with 4:23 left. Let's take a 60-second break. It's 20-6, the Rams in front. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. First and 10, Rockford at the West Ottawa 31. 4:23 left, 20-6. The Rams have the lead and the football. The give is to Bell over the right side, and he goes nowhere. Ian Ryan, Mason Decker leads the way for West Ottawa on that play. No gain on the play. It is now tied between Holland Christian and Grand Rapids Catholic Central. That score tied at 21-21. Second down and 10. The ball marked at the 32. Actually, they lost a yard on the play. McKellar and Farmer have a quick word. McKellar under center. Two backs in the backfield. They give it on the crossbuck action to LaCourt, and Ethan gets down to the 27-yard line. Gain of about five, and the clock continues its slow march. Third, and we'll call it six for the Rams. Tyler Bradfield has two touchdowns tonight for Rockford, one on a punt return, one on a kickoff return, and that is the difference in the ball game. McKellar brings him up. He's got two tight ends in the ballgame. They send a man in motion, Bell right to left. Back to throw is McKellar. Gets pressure from the outside, and he's going to be sacked. Coming from behind that time for the Panthers was Luke Baker, the sophomore defensive back. And he drops McKellar back to the 32 for a loss. And I think West Ottawa just spent its first time out with 2:54 to go. They're going to get the football back, I think. Well, actually, in the fourth down situation, Rockford may go for it here. They have it at the West Ottawa 32. Yeah, Nordine's got a pretty good leg, and we might even see them try a field goal. They have tried a couple of field goals with Nordine from 40 yards or more, but he has not made them this year. It would be a 49-yard field goal if they did, or they may just opt for the pooch kick and see what if they can pin West Ottawa really deep. But Rockford's sitting in a pretty good position right now, up by two scores. Coming up after the game, we will have our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game honor. And we'll also have our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. Well, let's see what Rockford does here. They are going to go for it on fourth down. McKellar's the quarterback. And the give is up the middle. The give is to LaCourt, and he got down to the 30, but no further. West Ottawa is going to take over the football with 2:49 to go. And now Jared McNitt brings the Panthers out, and they have got to strike and strike quickly. Of course, they had two touchdowns in the final 4 minutes against East Grand Rapids 2 weeks ago to pull out a win. But here we go. McNitt in the gun. He's got two receivers on either side. He's got a running back with him for the first time tonight. Quick slant on the outside. It is caught and dropped immediately as Tony Sock at the 32. Well, Sock burned him for a 73-yard touchdown earlier in this half, but they were ready for him that time. Gain of one. Clock running, 2:30 to go. Panthers had quickly got to get quickly up to the line. Here we go, second and nine. Two receivers on either side. The lone running back is Mason Decker. Rolling out is McNett. He's going to air it out deep. He wants Sock, and Sock's got double coverage. The Rams just had him covered like a blanket. Well, excellent coverage by the Rockford secondary that time. Bradfield was back deep along with McKellar. Third and 10. The clock stops with 2:09 left. Unity Christian over South Christian, 28-13. Hastings leading Hamilton, 40-23. The last score we had on Holland and Ottawa Hills was 6-0 Ottawa Hills at the half. Third and long for the Panthers. McNett in the gun. Fakes the give to Decker. Rolls out to his left. Pressure. Throws. Got a receiver. And it's J.D. Ottoman, and he has a first down at the West Ottawa 42. Nice sliding grab by J.D. that time. So the clock stops to move the chains with 2:04 left. Panthers get up to the line. That's Ottoman's third catch of the night. And Rockford's going to take a timeout. 2:04 left to go. Let's take a 30-second break. It's 20-6 Rockford. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. The Panthers are trailing it. And Alex Zimmerman looks like he is in street clothes right now. Not quite sure what the story is. 20-6 West Ottawa trails. McNitt in the gun. McNitt gets the snap. Back to throw. Pressure. And he's going to be dragged down from behind at the 32-yard line. Drew Boatwright, the outside linebacker. And now West Ottawa's going to have to take a timeout. Boy, oh boy, Rockford has just got some amazing linebackers. You start with Showers, and then you got Garvin and Boatwright. That is an outstanding linebacking group that that Coach Ralph Munger has, and Boatwright just came up with a big play there. It's going to be 3rd and 20 for West Ottawa. The ball at the 33 of the Panthers with 1:56 to go. It is Rockford 20, West Ottawa 6. Last score we had on Saugatuck was 47-0. They were well ahead of Bloomingdale. We don't have a final on that one yet. Holland Christian and Catholic Central tied at 21. Hamilton trailing Hastings late, 40-23. And then Unity Christian over South Christian, 28-13. Holland High, we haven't gotten an update on that ball game. The last score we had was 6-0. They were trailing Ottawa Hills. Here come the Panthers. McNitt in the gun with two running backs on either side. Back to throw, McNitt with time. He's got a receiver. It's Lacey. Lacey in the Rockford territory, down to the 40, down to the 35, and his legs slip out from underneath him, down at the 31. Well, McNitt needed a big one, and he got one to James Lacey. It's a gain of 37. Panthers quickly up to the line. 1:41 left. McNitt takes, back to throw, throws left side. Lacey's got another reception. Lacey down to the 30, and he will go out of bounds at the 28. Now, Rockford looks like they're going to try and give a little ground. They're trying to avoid giving up the big play. They'll give them 4 on the play. 2nd and 6 from the Rockford 28. Clock stopped with 1:38 left. Panthers need 2 scores. 2 receivers on either side. Lacey will go in motion left to right. I was wrong on Zimmerman, by the way. Zimmerman is in the ball game on the left side. McNitt flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run with it. He's at a 25. He'll go out of bounds at about the 23, it looks like. He runs out of bounds, stopping the clock. Kind of hard to see down along the sideline there. McNitt just got flushed out of the pocket. They will mark it at the 24. It'll be 3rd and 2 for the Panthers. 1:32 to play. Panthers trying to work some late game magic again. Zimmerman, the outside receiver on the left, he does not have a catch tonight. McNitt in the gun. He's got Decker lined up to his left. And McNitt's going to keep it himself. He's got an opening up the middle. He's got a first down inside the 10, down to the 9. It was a straight design run for Jared McNitt, and he's able to pick up the first down. And the clock stops with 1:27 left to set the chains. Actually, they don't need to set the chains. It's goal to goal. They wind the clock back up. McNitt is in the gun. McNitt's going to keep it himself, following Decker. And he gets down. Is he in? Touchdown, West Ottawa. Jared McNitt goes in from 9 yards out with 1:16 left to play. So the Panthers march 80 yards down the field, and they score with 1:60 left. Just a little over a minute that they had the football, and it's now 20-12 Rockford. Now a big extra point here by Kuat. He missed his last extra point kick after the sock touchdown reception. Here's the snap. Kick on the way. It is up, and it is good. So it is now Rockford 20, West Ottawa 13. Jared McNitt engineering a late drive here. He goes in from 9 yards out for the score. And that made it 20-13. And you know what's coming next. Everybody in the ballpark knows there's going to be an onside kick. And this is really West Ottawa's only chance, because if Rockford covers, they'll be able to run the clock out and walk out of here with a win. So the Panthers are going to have to just send everybody after the ball. The well-executed drive by the Panthers. And the big play in that drive was the long pass play from McNitt to Lacey on a 3rd-and-20 situation. Now the Panthers send their guys out there, and there's a lot of guys with numbers in the teens and 20s out there. And Rockford's got all their hands, guys, out there. Anybody? There's no lineman numerals out here for the Rams. Let's put it that way. There's nobody wearing between 50 and 79. Cuette's going to tee up the ball. All 10 West Ottawa guys are to his left. So he's going to angle the kick right to left, and the Panthers are just going to have to crash the line to see if they can get the football. Here we go. Cuette gets ready to approach the ball, and we get a timeout. I think Rockford took a timeout. I think they wanted to see what West Ottawa was gonna dial up. Holland Christian has retaken the lead over Catholic Central, 27-21. That would be a big win for the Maroons tonight against a Catholic Central team that's been a very, very good team the last few years. Don't forget Hope College football action tomorrow from Bloomington, Illinois, as the Flying Dutchmen take on the Titans of Illinois. Wesleyan join Ron Weatherby and Jerry Klomparns for the play-by-play on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van. Broadcast coverage begins at 1:40. And I'll have high school football tomorrow night from Zeeland, as Zeeland West takes on Wayland. 6:40 airtime on WHTC and WHTC.com. Cuette tees up the football again. He again is going to angle kick it right to left. Onside kick. This is for the ball game. Cuette sends the kick. The ball's loose. Who's got it? You got a pile up here. It went through the legs of one of the Rockford cover guys. The Panthers say they have it. And we're going to have to unpile here to see who's got the football. Rockford's got it. And it was the running back, Ethan LaCourte, the 5'9", 175-pound junior that was on the bottom of the pile, and he came out of there with the football. So with 1:15 to go, West Ottawa can stop the clock once, but that's it. Rockford should be able to run the clock out and walk out of here with their 13th consecutive victory over West Ottawa. McKellar brings him up. And they've got two guys right behind McKellar to protect him. He's going to drop on a knee. Panthers will call time. McKellar might have done himself a little bit of a favor there by maybe, you know, scrambling around a few more seconds before dropping to a knee, but only 1 second went off the clock. But McKellar should be able to fall down two more times, and this game should be over. And what an effort by West Ottawa tonight. Their defense was just terrific tonight, but the special teams just absolutely were killer for Rockford tonight. And particularly Tyler Bradfield, the 5'11", 170-pound sophomore, who had a 60-yard punt return for a score in the first half, and right after West Ottawa tied it to start the second half, had the 70-yard kickoff return for a score that put them ahead to stay. Don't forget to join us for Detroit Tigers baseball as soon as this game's over. Tigers were trailing early tonight. Now the Rams, they go to the wishbone here. And the ball's loose! McKellar bobbled the snap and had to fall on it. So, down to a minute to play. Just a bad exchange between the center and the quarterback that time, and that could have been disastrous for Rockford. Down to 50 seconds. Panthers cannot stop the clock. And they go back to the wishbone again, down to 38 seconds. McKellar looks at the clock, wants to take as much time as he can, down to 32. They hand it off to Bell. Bell around the left side. He gets out to midfield. That should do it. 25 seconds left. The Rockford Rams are going to walk out of here with a 20-13 win on homecoming night for West Ottawa, and a heartbreaking loss for the Panthers. They played on the defensive side of the ball about as well as you can tonight, but breakdowns on special teams the difference tonight, and the Rams will go to 4-1. They will go to 1-0 in the OK Red. West Ottawa falls to 3-2 and 0-1 in the Red. When we come back, we'll have our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show, and we'll give our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game as well. You are listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com.